This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Alice in Wonderland are completely sold out. But you still want to go? All right. Well, let's do this then. Because you could wind up in the front row with a meet and greet with One Republic.
Oh, that sounds great.
I know. Doesn't it sound pretty good? December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. Alice in Wonderland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. And the whole Alice crew is going to be there. It's our big holiday party, and we'd love you to be there. Here is how to do it. This hour's code word is TICKET. T-I-C-K-E-T. Take the word TICKET and text it to us on our contest line. 20357. TICKET at 20357, and you'll be in the running to win tickets for the show and potentially front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. This hour's code word is TICKET. Okay, we are going to begin with, we'll begin with Lady Gaga. It's always fun. Lady Gaga is in Europe filming Wednesday.
Oh, the TV show.
The TV show Wednesday.
So she's doing a part. Okay.
Yeah. So it's...
I imagine after the first season, a lot of people went, I'd like a part.
There's going to be a lot of eyeballs on that show. Mm-hmm. I would like to watch that. Lady Gaga is going to be in Wednesday season 2. She is currently filming. It is not known yet what her role is. I hope she's a baddie. That'd be good. She plays a good baddie. It seems like she would just.
I really enjoyed the show.
I almost
feel like they
very cute.
They at this point, now that it was a hit, they should be able to do a better season, not worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Like it was just sort of.
It was a good, solid season,
right?
But now I think I'm right. I love watching it over a period of seasons, you know, as characters start to really get a sense of who they are. Like, one of my favorite characters on that show is her roommate.
Yeah.
Is she like a werewolf?
She's a werewolf.
Yeah. And she's just great. Like, first of all, their dorm room. I mean, come on. It's a dream. And she whips out her cello and I'm like, oh my God.
It's a goth's dream come true. I'm sure Jane is like, why did I not grow up in that place?
Right. It's so beautiful. So this is these two girls. And then one of them is all, you know, Glinda the Good Witch, sparkling and light. And the other one is Wednesday. She's a little on the dark side. But I love that character. I thought she was really good. And I thought the actress that they chose was just, I just really liked her. So I'll look forward to seeing her develop. And I don't know what, maybe this will be a new professor. Maybe Lady Gaga will be a new teacher there. Who knows? Anyway. Back in December of 2022, almost 2 years ago, Lady Gaga went viral on TikTok for doing the Wednesday dance to a remix of her own song, Bloody Mary.
Mm.
It's a funny little, so here's a little chunk of that. I actually went down a little bit of a rabbit hole with Lady Gaga today. Because as you know, when you get on TikTok and you watch something and keep your eyeballs on it, they quickly go to the next thing that's going to keep your eyeballs, and then the next thing, and then the thing after that, and the next thing. Like, there's, it's just Lady Gaga till your eyes fall out. So good.
Next, I like that.
I know.
That was neat.
It's cute, isn't it? And she puts the whole outfit on. I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to check it out. But there is a funny scene at the end of Wednesday, the first season, where they're at a dance and she's dancing. And you're like, oh my God, she's amazing.
Yeah, that was my kids are coming up and there's things I want, like the Nirvana shirt. I was like, Nirvana, you listen to them? Well, let's listen to them then. It's the Cramps. They're playing the Cramps at that dance. I'm like, oh my God. And my daughter's watching it. I'm like,
dance.
Yes, this is great. You should know who the Cramps are. Awesome.
Her going viral on TikTok doing the Wednesday dance, because she puts it's not just that she does the dance, it's that she puts a whole look together.
Well, and she changed the song to her song,
she
too.
Did. So it caught the attention of Jenna Ortega, who mm-hmm. said that Netflix would probably love for Gaga to join the show. She said, if Lady Gaga were to be a part, I think it would have to be two monsters that understand each other. Lady Gaga.
Well, remember Lady Gaga was in American Horror Story.
Yes.
And she played a very good villain. I think it was one of the acting gigs that got her the other ones because she was so good in it.
Yeah, I never saw that season of it.
Good.
Really?
They're calling The Joker 2, Folie à Deux, one of the worst movies ever made. So I don't know. I haven't seen it. But that's, you don't want that on your resume.
You definitely do not want to be in the world's worst movie.
It's not her fault.
Yikes.
It isn't her fault. Whose fault is it, though?
I don't know.
Because didn't you like the first Joker?
I loved
Joker?
It. Yep. Like, I loved it in that
he's
Joaquin
good in it.
Is as creepy as it gets, and he played that role perfectly. Mm. So it was all good. But I don't know.
Fast fact about Lady Gaga, her mom was a cheerleader at West Virginia University.
Oh, for
my
crying
God.
Out loud at Go all. Because the center
Wolverines.
Of the world somehow
I know, has become
will be West Virginia.
West Virginia. Oh, it's the Mountaineers.
Go yes.
Mountaineers.
You got it.
After a couple guesses. All right, so there you go. That's Lady Gaga. She's actually going to be on season 2 of Wednesday, which I can't wait for it. I'm really excited for it. I thought Jenna Ortega was just so perfect in that role. I did not love some of the stuff she had to say about writers after the fact. She was basically saying, oh, yeah, I wrote all my own stuff. Like, did you though? Like, she had a couple things the writers were like, what?
Well,
but
in that business, I never really understood that. I always thought directors played a much bigger role in the character development for any show, any movie, anything. And yet that is the actor's job to embody this character and bring
Make
who you think it is. And once you're that character, like, she really could just say pretty much anything she wants, and the people she badmouths have to eat it because she's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you can leave.
Yeah. But we're on a hit show over here. And
that's
you
kind of the way it works.
On.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I felt the same way at the time. Like, what are you doing to your writers? But I also know she's Wednesday.
Yep.
And they're not replacing her anytime soon.
Yeah, it would be tough to replace her. She's, they say nobody's irreplaceable, but you might have to start a show called Thursday if you're going to change anything about that show. Actually, isn't Morticia?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
She's stunning
Jones.
In that, like, yeah. Beautiful, like,
incredible.
That's why that's why I thought of it was she's still killing it.
Yeah. What'd you say? She's 55 and he's 80?
Yeah, he looked it up.
Yeah.
And there were a couple more things that I wanted to put onto their Instagram things that I just wanted to briefly mention. They're up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The first one is John and I have a whole thing going on with Dua Lipa. And I follow her, I think. Or at least he gets
to bone her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Plus, one time he was drunk and he screwed up and he called her Dupa Lipa. So now everything in our house is like about a Dupa, It's Supa. It's a Dupa.
Mm.
And it's a whole thing. So, of course, I immediately sent him this because there's they say here, if there's one thing that Dua Lipa has learned from touring, it's how to sleep anytime, anywhere. So I'm looking at it, and there she is asleep on what looks like a very, you know, beautifully upholstered leather seating. But she's holding a Snorlax, and she's got like some, it looks like maybe a, like a Pokemon glove on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I needed, like a Pikachu. I was, my hand is up. You're not looking at me. You're looking at the picture. What the hell is a Snorlax?
Well, it's just a Pokemon. It's a big
so
Pokemon.
So she's a Pokemon enthusiast.
Don't know if she's a, it says at Pokemon sleep ad. I'm not sure. She put ad in there, so I wonder if that's a paid ad. It is very possible. But she says,
is a Snorlax, oh, a Snorlax would be a sleeping Pokemon, right?
It is a, it's asleep.
The eyes are closed. Mm-hmm. All right. So she's doing ads for them.
Yeah. But I sent it to John this morning because I was like, oh, it's your girl. Plus, my friend's the Pokemon. So, is a Dua Lipa picture. It's very cute. She is just so hot.
She's pretty, but I'm surprised that's his, I'm surprised he's so into her.
He loves her. Okay. Ever since he saw her on something, and lately, because I've sort of okayed it, I guess, he's really perving out on her.
Oh.
So I guess that's, you know, that was what was simmering underneath. He sent me this picture of her the other day. It might be, if you scroll down on her Instagram, it might actually be on there. She's very active on Instagram. She's got her butt toward the camera. And she's in a place where she's looking at, there's nothing but boots going up and down the walls. And she's so, she's in the tiniest pair of like leather, almost like little leather panties with these high boots going on. I'm not seeing it. I don't know where he found it. He must have been doing a deep dive on her because.
It's, you sound like you like her too.
I like her. I do. Well, I like some of her songs. I think she's really, really talented. So at least if John's going to, you know, go bone some other chick. I'm fine with it being her. Maybe she'll come over to jam. Have a good time. All right. Now, the next thing for your consideration.
You're going to let him play guitar for I mean, I can see you letting him have sex with her.
Well, do I get to do backup vocals
no,
for her?
No. It's just him and her.
All right. If it makes him happy.
She's
not going to stick with him. I mean, he'll be talking about that the rest of his life. It'll be like his one big story. Like, yeah, I did Dua Lipa.
And played guitar for her. Yeah. And Sarah didn't get to sing.
But I sat there, you know, happy for you.
That's a nice wife.
Yeah. Yeah, I talk a big game. I'm sure I'd be pulling my hair out.
I'm sure you would be.
Emily Ratajkowski is next on our list of people to look at. This is also up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I would like to say that we all knew that Emily Ratajkowski is hot. So now she's a brand ambassador for, I'm not even going to say, I don't care, some intimate apparel thing. She's got this, the bra is weird. It's like it's almost like a half bodice bra. Like there's a bra part and then there's a part underneath and it makes it look like her cleavage goes from the top of her boobs all the way to her belly button.
Well,
like she has like the biggest ravine.
She's in the gym.
Oh yeah.
She hasn't always been, she's always had an insanely great body, but I've never seen her have abs like that. She's been in the gym.
It's not, and it's weird because it's not even like they're six packy. It's more like,
yeah, but they're
lined up
solid
next to each
flat.
Oh yeah. Oh no. There is zero fat on that body right there. Zero. Like even her cheeks have no fat on them. And I mean her face cheeks, of course.
Good for her though. She should be in the gym. She makes her living with her body.
Scroll down just a little bit. I'm looking at where she's crossing the street in a bikini. There's, you know, she's a good follow.
A bikini and Vans.
She's a great follow.
You gotta love that.
She does look like she, and then she puts up pictures of her kid too. So, you know, you really get it all with her whole girlfriend experience. Anyway, Emily Ratajkowski, she's a pretty good fit for this Instagram lingerie company. So there's that. Sandy, this one's for you. Vinny's mom, Sandy. I'm not sure if you're awake yet, but Jennifer Love Hewitt, who is a longtime friend of the show, she still sings into her hairbrush. And now she does it to her. Oh, here she is. Now she does it to her own music. In this case, it's a song called Christmas Magic from her upcoming Lifetime movie, The Holiday Junkie.
Yeah, the audio is terrible on this.
Also, she is unrecognizable anymore. Mm-hmm. Like she's had a lot of stuff done.
I've definitely seen... What's the cop show she's on? Or is it Rescue 911 where she plays the phone operator?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, whenever they show her, I think, that's not the chick. That's not her.
I'm with you. Like, she's pretty... But she's any random brunette. She doesn't look like Jennifer Love Hewitt anymore.
She's had a surge and take out whatever was particularly unique about her.
Right.
And turned her into something totally else.
Yep.
Yeah, she's on 911.
Oh, there you go.
So, Sandy, there's a Lifetime movie called The Holiday Junkie.
With someone that vaguely resembles Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Kind
it's
of.
Her.
It is.
But she doesn't resemble herself anymore, so.
Right. She has that dewy looking face where it's like, well, you got to moisturize a lot now. It's a song called Christmas Magic from her upcoming Lifetime movie, The Holiday Junkie. I didn't bother putting that one up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. You can do it if you want to, Maddie. But I didn't bother with that.
This season's already blasting through so fast. I cannot believe it. It's like Thanksgiving's in a couple weeks.
I know. It's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Already here. I can't believe it. It's going too fast.
I know. You know, it's funny because, of course, I want to get to certain things that are coming up this holiday season. But then I realize the faster these days go by, the faster those days are going to go by. Like, time's just going so fast now. Oy. Anyway, I thought this was really funny. You know, Joe Exotic, he's a guy that we all...
Is that the Tiger King?
It is the Tiger King.
Okay.
We all watched, you know, he wasn't a guy you fell in love with, in my humble opinion. Maybe there are people out there who did fall in love with him.
I think he's pretty gross.
Yeah. There was,
and it has nothing to do with his sexuality. It's the whole getting people hooked on drugs so they'll bone you, and the whole, you know,
and the inbreeding
stealing
of
tigers
and
all
sure.
of it was really gross. Oh, and threatening to kill the competition.
Carol Baskin.
Right.
Killed
all
her
that
husband,
stuff.
Whacked him. So Joe Exotic is in jail for hiring a killer to go get Carol Baskin. I don't know when he's getting out, but it looks like he wants to be forgiven. He wants a pardon. And he's asking Trump to appoint him head of Fish and Wildlife Service.
Well, there's a lot
Can
of
we all
appointments
join
being
together?
Made.
There certainly are. There are some crazy appointments being. We're not going to get into it. This is just a funny one because, but then I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, that's so funny. He's so stupid. Like, of course, no one's going to appoint him as head of Fish and Wildlife. But then I went, oh, yeah, this could actually happen.
Well, Elon's now in the government.
No, everybody. And also people who are currently on charges for fraternizing with the underage people. There's our new attorney general. That guy. Joe Exotic would like to be the head of the Fish and Wildlife Service. And because this is the world we live in, this might happen. So let's just enjoy it while it's still a joke right now. Like, oh, haha, that's adorable. What? He is? He's not. But he might be. We still don't know who the next James Bond will be, but the producers say he'll be in his 30s. Is that ageist of them?
Is that guy that they'd already floated the name of in his 30s? What's that guy's name?
His name is Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, that guy.
So I had heard that he was the guy. And then I stopped hearing that he was the guy and other guys' names kept popping up. So I asked AI, who's it going to be? And so here are some of the people who've been considered. Maybe get an age machine going there because I think Cillian Murphy is not in his 30s. So you got Aaron Taylor Johnson. There have been rumors about him for quite a while now. Next up was Cillian Murphy. He's the guy who just won for Oppenheimer.
He's a great actor.
He's awesome.
And I like him a lot. I don't know. He's on that list with Pierce Brosnan where he could play the role. But what I really liked about, who's the last guy?
Cillian?
No.
Oh, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
No, the guy who just
Daniel
quit.
Craig.
Daniel Craig. What I really liked about him is he was muscled up just enough that it became believable he could win a fight.
Right.
As opposed to
these lanky,
Pierce Brosnan,
you know,
where you're like,
cigarette smoking.
You look good with a drink in your hand, but I don't buy it.
Right.
I just don't.
So Aaron Taylor Johnson is 34 years old, so he could do it. Cillian Murphy's almost 50. He's 48.
Yeah, he's out.
So, well, I mean, he could be in. Like, I really actually don't like that they're saying the next one's going to be in his 30s. Unless they've already got him picked up and they're just saying,
well,
he's going to be in his 30s.
You know, for their, for a cat, I understand there's people who will scream ageist immediately. And I get it. I do. I'm 55. I have my own issues as we, you know, approach the end of certain contracts and find ourselves going, whoa, yikes. Mm-hmm. So I do get it. But if you're casting for a 6-movie arc, you do probably want someone who can grow into the role.
Yes.
I don't think that's so ageist.
They're also looking at that. I like this actor. He played Jamie in Outlander, the TV show. His name is Sam Heughan, possibly H-E-U-G-H-A-N. And I want to say that guy is in his 30s. You're not going to look up his age?
What was the name again?
Sam. You're just looking at me like I have two heads. Sam Heughan, H-E-U-G-H-A-N.
EU.
So a lot of, 44. He's 44. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
He looks good though.
Yeah, he is a good looking, he's a good looking dude.
He Botoxes, you can tell.
Well, I mean, Maddie, don't call that out. You Botox too.
I'm just saying, I can tell.
This guy's a no.
Yeah, he's not good looking enough.
Here's a guy that I like, Nicholas Hoult, who is in The Menu. He's the boyfriend. He's in the Nicolas Cage, Renfield, and he is the Peter the Great in The Great.
He was also the kid in Hugh Grant movie.
Oh, Boy in a House.
About a Boy.
About a Boy.
Yeah, I think he's that kid too.
He's 34.
So he would be a good, I really like him, but he's a little bit goofy looking.
This is where someone, like, is he skilled enough? Can he pull it off? Can he take me from I loved him in The Menu and his fandom of chefs and food?
He's a good actor.
He's great.
I really like him in some stuff.
I would have hated that movie had it not been for that guy. So maybe he can pull off. He's an Englishman.
Yes.
They say he's an English actor. So can he pull off? I hope so. I hope if they cast him, he can.
The guy who played Robb Stark in Game of Thrones, his name is Richard Madden. People are throwing him around out there. And then the other one is Henry Cavill, who, while I do think that Henry Cavill is delicious, he's actually the most recent Superman, isn't
he?
And I love him from The Tudors. But Richard Madden is 38, so that's he was the King of the North. He was Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. He's a good-looking guy. I don't know. Is he a Bond? He could
Cavill's
be, I suppose.
41.
Not too old.
Cavill is smoking hot.
He really
is. I mean,
there's
a guy that just...
Is he on your list or what?
He wouldn't be because
He's sensitive too. He's very strong.
He's
gentle and sensitive.
He's really, really pretty.
He's good in everything.
He really is.
And he is. He's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he really is fun.
But he's the guy where I've just put on my best outfits and everything I've got, and I look my best, and I starve myself, and I'm ready to go out.
Oh.
And Henry shows up, and you go, son of a biscuit.
I'm leaving.
I can't be standing next to you.
Look at how cute he is.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh. By the way, did you watch The Witcher?
You know who watched The Witcher? My son Riley and my husband. They sing songs for The Witcher. It's just a coin for The Witcher.
It was so sad that he's not playing that character anymore. He was so good. So.
Yeah. People really did like The Witcher. It's true.
So good.
Was that kind of a pandemic thing?
No, I mean, I don't know.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, but it was just, if you fantasy.
They reenact scenes and stuff from it. It's like, it's actually the fandom at my house is
a
little bit on the nerve.
Oh, yeah. Friday.
You know what? He will be so excited to talk to someone about it. Oh, and one more name. They're saying it's a chick named Lashana Lynch. And I guess that she played Nomi from No Time to Die. And they're saying that they could hand it off to her. Is No Time to Die the most recent one?
Lashana
Lynch. And they're saying if they were going to go with a girl, they would go with her. So I don't know. They're not saying really.
Oh, well, there she is.
Yeah. I don't know that I saw No Time to Die. Anyway, there you go. What's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
A list of things, something odd that people find attractive.
Oh.
Which is kind of fun. And more after these.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Truly, madly, deeply. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. The Eras Tour, you've been hearing about that for a couple of years now? It's about to end. Mm. And you could be there every day. Just log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. That'll get you a daily entry, and you'll be in the running for a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada, round-trip airfare for two, and a two-night hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Oh. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app today. All right, here's what's happening. Chance for rain today. Low 60s is your high temp.
All right.
Full moon, king tides, and high surf along the coastline today. So be careful, whether it's your dog walk or your whatever you're up to. Thursday night football is going to be a good one. Two highly ranked teams, Washington Commanders versus the Philadelphia Eagles, 5:15 on Prime. Also, I'm just mentioning this real quick, because I know some of you might want to make plans to be there. Tyson versus Paul on Netflix tomorrow at 5.
I'll see you there.
Or that's where it starts, and then who knows what time the fight actually, you know.
Right.
Ding, ding.
There's all the hype. There's the undercard. And then there's the main attraction, the main event.
This first story is interesting. I believe what?
Interesting, like the guy who was dead for 3 days in the tanning booth. That which is the best story ever.
Someone wrote in and said that may be a guy who OD'd.
Oh.
Like went in there.
Like gave himself something to get through the half hour and.
And didn't.
Jesus.
And didn't.
Well, I mean, at 39, it would have to be something like that, wouldn't it? And he's already got an ankle monitor on. We know that the guy's in, he's trouble.
I am a fan of Earth.
Wind?
I am a fan of taking care of our planet.
Okay.
I realize, you know, we all found out we've been doing this recycling thing and it was for naught. And we still do it. So
right.
I want to believe that some changes were made when that news broke.
I want to believe that too, Vinny.
California set a goal, an ambitious goal, to phase out sales of all new gasoline cars by 2035.
Wow.
Well, we're about 10 years from that and nowhere near it.
No.
Nowhere near it.
A lot of people have, you know, here's the problem. People who live in apartment complexes or even in condos.
There's a lot of problems, including, you know, is the power always on?
Right. Are we going to be able to get power to our cars when the power's out all the time? Maybe there'll be more gas to run the power stations.
Where I live, we've finally gone through a couple years with consistent power.
Yes.
So, but we also went through a couple of years there with where we were losing power regularly.
Well, and you wound up with a, so you would still have power because you have a generator.
But that's what I'm saying. Everyone in my neighborhood, we went through it so badly and so often, everyone had to come up with a backup plan, right, whether it was a Generac, which turns on and the gas begins, you know, you're running on
power walls, which are, you know, backing up your solar power.
So as California works towards its ambitious attempt to phase out sales of all new gasoline cars by 2035, they're saying here, here's your headline. California's ban on new motorhome sales could start in weeks.
So you got to buy a used motorhome. Those are the only ones that are going to get exchanged. That's, you know, that is big business, the whole motorhome sales.
California motorhome sales may grind to a halt. I don't think it will. I'm sure someone will jump in and say, we're not close to this goal we've set, and we're going to have to come up with it.
Because there's nothing more gas guzzly than a giant rolling home.
California motorhome sales may grind to a halt if new emission rules concerning diesel vehicles go into effect as planned. On October 24th, they're saying they may have to amend these advanced clean truck regulations because they're too strict too soon. Motorhomes affected by the regulation are primarily large diesel powered models, which a diesel engine, I have one in my Mercedes. That thing has over 200,000 miles and runs like it's a child, a baby, brand new.
You also probably get slightly better gas mileage using diesel.
But I also had to go through that emission fix as well.
Yeah.
Because it was all part of that scam that...
You've had that car a long time now.
10 years. Mm. Who keeps a car 10 years anymore? Especially if you're driving it, you know, long
the
distance.
The way you drive it, right?
But I do. Mm. Because it's... You know why? Because it's still driving.
That is a good way to think about your car. Like, you know, the whole turning it in every 2 years may not be the right model.
Anyway... There's a lot of details in this story that we're not going to take on here on the radio.
But that's interesting.
But it's something I want to tip you off to, that as we try to get these, meet these lofty goals, these emissions goals, things are in the works as we speak, including diesel RVs might be pulled off the road within, what did they say? New sales, I should say. Might be pulled off the road within a couple weeks.
And a lot of people have the RV dream. Like even your mother-in-law, which, you know, unfortunately, they had to not accept delivery of the giant tour bus that they had customized for themselves.
But, they were going to live in that full time.
Right.
That was going to be their home.
That is actually a very tragic story.
It is,
because she lost her husband.
What's also tragic beyond the fact that she lost her home or her husband is that he passed away weeks before he retired. Like, imagine that's your goal is you're going to retire, you're going to grab your chick, you're going to hit, woman, and you're going to hit the...
Right, in your custom mobile home that you've...
And this is what you've dreamed about. This is... The guy loved being out. That was his... Their whole family always did road trips because he loved driving and would say, let's load up the ride and hit the road. Christina grew up doing that. And this was this guy's dream. And he was like, he even was going, I'm going to live in the RV before I can retire. Because so it was...
We'll
I don't know the timing of what of it all was, but he was ready to be in the RV before he even finished work. Like, that was the way they were timing it all out. Anyway, people love that RV life. They love road tripping. And so, I don't know. But right now, bless you.
Thank you.
Forget about all the fun. There are people who have RV stores, or whatever you call them.
Yeah. Oh, humongous lots.
RV dealers.
Yeah, RV. They have these huge lots.
RV packies. Yeah.
Right. They even have like big warehouses where, you know, they have them undercover so you can walk around.
The RV Mart.
Check them out. Yeah, the RV Mart.
Whatever it is.
I'm always looking on the RV.
Those are places that make their living selling these things. And there's rules about to go into effect that might ban new motorhome sales. It could start in weeks if they don't come up with an amendment. So it'll be interesting to see if they stick to the plan or if they say, we're not ready.
Yeah, report that. That's interesting.
It is. What is something odd that you find attractive? This is a question asked on social media. What is something odd that you find attractive, I have some responses for you. And then if you've got one, certainly throw it in.
As in, like on someone that, like, attractive as in like in a mate?
Or in a person in general. Like, okay. here's a couple.
I don't think I find anything odd in particular attractive. I was trying to think like a wart on the face or, you know, a specific kind of nose or something. I don't know that I have. I don't like a gap tooth. I don't like your snaggly teeth or anything. I don't like that. You got to like mine, though. I got a snaggle tooth, so I'm going to need you to like that. It's odd.
Here are some.
Okay.
When men or women build fires and stuff, someone suggests that it triggers a primal thing in their brain. Like, this person is a survivalist and it's hot.
That's actually, that I think might be true. That's not, I guess that does sort of fall under odd. It's not something you'd necessarily bring up. But I actually love when someone is got a fire going and is tending it.
Here are some odd things people find attractive. When someone remembers tiny details about me, like my coffee order or my irrational fear of pigeons or whatever it is.
Oh, that's fun.
They're clued into you.
Yeah.
They know.
They're paying attention. That is attractive because they're attracted to you.
Let's go left here. Down that pathway, there's a bunch of pigeons.
Yeah.
Oh, you got my back. Thank you.
Thank you so much for avoiding the pigeon population.
They say here men, but and then they realize you can't just say men, so you have to say or women.
Oh.
Men who actually read books in their free time.
I do like a reader, especially someone who is not trying to be all like high and mighty about it. There are definitely people I know who are like, no, I would only ever read an autobiography or a biography. I like historical this or that. Like, I just want to know, you know, do you like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. Or they read self-help books all the time.
Right, self-help. I'm like, you know what? You know what would help? Don't read those.
I dated a girl one time that absolutely was like, oh, I read self-help books like that. I go to the library and find a new self-help book. I love them.
And they always want to tell you and get you to give you one. And then I tell them, there's no dragons in this. There's no knights. I'm not reading it. That is not what I read.
Are there fairies in this? Because I need elves even.
I need swords
and stones. And
I don't even want to touch the cliff notes on this self-help book. Forget it.
No way, man.
I got enough self-help going on already.
It goes in the box.
Math skills, people with good posture. These are things people find odd, like something odd you find attractive. Math skills, people with good posture. People with, and I like this too. I have to admit, it's going to sound like I'm pandering or catering, but whatever. I hate this new trend towards full, like getting rid of every line on your face. I don't want you to be perfect. I want you to be human.
Yeah.
I want to see you as a real person, not that filtered, brushed out, washed out.
What are you doing?
Where are you in there?
Right.
You're not.
You know, it's funny you say that because just yesterday I'm like, well, maybe I could just get like a little tuck.
Well, you can
right
do
here
it. You gotta. You don't got to keep me right happy, there. But I don't like it.
Yeah.
People with unique physical characteristics. Unusual noses, imperfect smiles, crooked teeth, freckles.
Oh.
I'm fully into freckles.
Freckles. Yeah.
Bigger ears, birthmarks, visible veins, sexy tendons.
Wow, people are really into everything. I just want someone. Well, I'll take all your odd stuff.
I think that just goes back to, like, there is something cool about a person that's real. Like,
right?
You're real. I certainly...
I did get something fixed on them because they... thought it was too odd.
You can find a naked lady on the internet anytime you want, but a real naked lady, like, you know, a picture of my wife, I'll be like, yeah, that's way hotter and I'm more interested in that than I am in the you know, whatever I could find on the internet. It's just hotter.
You know, there are two women they're both famous people that both had nose jobs that changed everything that I found interesting about their faces. And one of them is Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. She had a big honker, but it wasn't a big honker. It was just like, it just wasn't like the perfect Hollywood nose. And she just was great looking. And then she got it. And she was unrecognizable. She was just another pretty face in Hollywood. And the other one is Ashley Simpson. I loved Ashley Simpson's big honker, and she did have a honker.
For the record, though, both of them went away because of it.
Right.
Because they
you can't even pick them out of a lineup anymore. Like, Ashley Simpson is now just, she's beautiful. She really is beautiful. But she's just another pretty blonde in Hollywood. Where before she was like this, she'd turn sideways and you'd go, holy hatchet, Batman.
Well,
whoa.
Between changing her nose and getting caught lip syncing.
Yeah. And doing the hoedown
dance.
That
was the end of her.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her since.
Bye.
Although, didn't she marry the guy from Fall Out Boy?
Maybe. I thought she married Diana Ross's kid.
Who?
I might have it wrong.
All right. Collarbones are underrated, says someone. Someone who has a quick wit mixed with dark humor. Those people are the best to converse with.
Okay, she did marry Pete Wentz.
Oh.
Until 2011, and then she married Evan Ross, Diana Ross's son, has been married to him for 10 years.
And what is he famous for besides his mom?
Okay. Zero.
Got it.
I want to say he's an actor. He's done some stuff. But yeah, he's mostly famous for inheriting her money, I'm going to say. I don't know.
When people
he was in the ATL, that movie.
What's the ATL? Don't know it.
Yeah, movie.
I thought the ATL was a series.
Or a series.
I thought that was just Atlanta.
No, that's Atlanta.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, these are, handwriting. Things that people, something odd you find attractive. And also lowercase typers. I have a question for you because you're a lowercase typer.
Am I?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes, you are.
Oh,
you don't know that?
You don't look at Facebook when you post things?
No.
You don't look at any of your emails ever in the history of your writing emails?
I don't know.
Emails?
I just sit and type. I'm not specifically doing that. Like, I do try.
When
I think about it, I try to put the capitals in.
No, you don't.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, these things should autocorrect. The start of a sentence would be capital.
And sometimes it does. So I guess I'm just not paying as much attention. Like in text, it always auto-corrects. It always puts a capital
at
the beginning.
But in your emails, it never does. And I actually thought she must be changing a setting so that it doesn't auto-correct.
No, sometimes it will. Sometimes it does. I guess I just don't care enough.
You've seen this,
I've seen this. No, I've mostly because I look at the Facebook page and what's posted. And I think people who've made comments, they can tell when you post something because it's lowercase.
I actually have thought many times.
I never noticed that.
Does this chick go back and uncapitalize letters on purpose?
Seriously.
I swear to you, I've thought that. How could you possibly?
You're right. None of these are capitalized.
Like, I think you may not know it, but I think someone changed a setting or you did and you don't remember it.
On every single thing I use. You know what's crazy? The first thing that I didn't post on here, you put up the Ryan Gosling. Has gotten his face plumped up, and it's capitalized Ryan. I'm like, oh yeah, every single one. Now I'm going to be all self-conscious about it. All right, well.
Well, I think your computer's has a changed setting or something. Because otherwise you're going back and going backward, 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 delete, uncapitalize.
Well, I'm looking at my text right now, and that definitely automatically
I'm talking about email.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about that. Let me try and write. You know what? I think that Gmail does capitalize. Let me write you. I'm going to write you an email.
It's okay.
No, I'm doing
none of this matters. I just, I swear.
Somebody thinks that's attractive.
I have absolutely thought, though, how does she do that? Your computer fixes it every. She must go back. I thought that.
This computer
she goes back
is,
and undoes these things.
It's not fixing it. I literally just typed that in. It doesn't fix it. It didn't fix the subject. It didn't fix anything. And I guess I don't have it in my head that I got to go fix it. But now I'm going to be totally self-conscious about it. I didn't realize I was a lowercase
user. You should get Grammarly as an
Grammarly?
Extension. Grammarly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's
Grammarly.
Chorzo.
Chorzo was a beauty.
Treat yourself. Around a sausage.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, my God. Well, now I'm over in my email thing. Let's see here. A little fun Christmassy sports roundup after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.